this whole concept of Sachidananda as a Supreme Lord emerges out of this statement. He himself is, that is, it is Sat. Sat means to be. The reality is that which is existent. Now, that which is existent is complex. It is itself, it is other than itself. It is existent and therefore immovable. It always exists. Nanuna masti noshvaha. Is neither today nor tomorrow. Is eternal. Therefore it exists, unchangeable, immutable. Yet it has a motion. Abhisancharayanyam. Sanchara is the movement. The reality which is eternal, which is immutable, still moves. Is not incapable of motion. The immutable that moves. But moves anyasa chittam, moves by consciousness. In itself it exists. But it is also other than existence, namely it is consciousness also. It is not only existent, it is also conscious. So there is a distinction between being and consciousness. The two are one, and yet there is a difference between being and consciousness. And this is the mystery of the divine reality. You might say that this is an illogical proposition because it's contradictory. It is itself and it is other than itself. The answer is that that is the wonder of it. That self-contradiction somehow is the nature of the reality. You cannot help it. Such is the nature of reality. You examine your own personality, you'll find the same mystery about your own personality. You are yourself. And in doing every action that you are doing, you are other than yourself. And yet, that other than yourself is also yourself. Even in our ordinary life, when you are busy with cooking, you are also looking after the child at the same time. Now the action of cooking is yourself. And yet it is possible for you to be other than yourself and to look after the child at the same time, simultaneously. This is one very simple example to show how you are yourself and yet you are other than yourself. And yet the two are not different from each other. It is the same mother who is cooking, the same mother who is looking after the child at the same time. Such is the nature of reality. Therefore it is adbhutam. It is strange, it is wonderful, mysterious. A reality which is itself and yet which is other than itself. A reality which is immutable and yet it moves. And moves by consciousness. Therefore it is Sat and Chit at the same time. It not only moves, but the Purusha is capable of throwing himself into that which is other than itself. Makes a sacrifice of himself into that which is other than itself. Namely, Sat throws himself into Chit. And by this throwing himself, the world is spun out. Sarvam tatam idam jagat sarvam. The whole world is, as it were, spun out of him because of this act. The Purusha makes a sacrifice of himself into Chit. And that movement is a free movement. It is not that he is obliged to throw himself out into the other. There is no compulsion on him. But he is capable of it. Capable, therefore he can always do it freely, whenever he wants. This freedom is what is called Ananda. Therefore it is Satchidananda. the freedom by which he can throw himself into that which is other than himself, which yet is himself, and brings out the contents of himself in the form of all the creatures of the world. Such is the mysterious nature of the Supreme Lord. Now this concept of God, which is so much celebrated in India, and the Upanishad particularly, and which actually explains the whole world most satisfactorily. There are many questions about the world, such as, for example, the problem of evil. One of the most difficult problems of philosophy is how evil arises in the world. It can be explained only on the premise that the divine is Satchidananda. If you take away that premise, then the problem of evil becomes insoluble. This is the uniqueness of the Indian thought concept of the reality as Satchidananda. So when you say, do you believe in God? There can be many answers. The kind of God, the nature of God, has to be so comprehensive that every problem of the world, the riddle of the world, can be solved. And therefore this chapter, 15th chapter particularly, since it brings out this basic proposition very clearly, it is called Uttamam. The supreme word of the Gita is explained in this chapter. You will see verse number 16 in this chapter. He says, Dvau imau purushau loke ksharascha akshara evacha. There are two purushas. Dvau imau purushau loke ksharascha akshara evacha. The one is kshara, the mobile. The other is aksharaha, is immobile. The same purusha, the same reality, is at once kshara and akshara, is at once mobile and immobile. This is also the description of the reality in the Ishopanishad. In the Ishopanishad, describing the reality, it says, tad ejati, tad na ejati. Tad ejati, that moves. Tad na ejati, that does not move. Same reality, it is at once static and dynamic.